Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like you're drowning in notifications? Like your phone has become this relentless little black hole sucking up all your time and energy? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world where being connected is constantly pushed on us, but honestly, sometimes unplugging is the best thing we can do for ourselves. Today's episode is all about creating a digital detox plan that actually works. One that doesn't feel like punishment but rather a refreshing reset button for your mind and soul. We're talking practical strategies, real-life examples, and yeah, maybe even a little bit of self-care sprinkled in there because let's be honest, you deserve it. First things first, let's talk about why a digital detox is so important in this day and age. I mean, think about it. We're constantly bombarded with information, emails, texts, social media updates, news alerts, the list goes on and on. It's enough to make your brain feel like a tangled ball of yarn. A digital detox helps us reclaim control over our attention, reduce stress, improve focus, and even boost creativity. It's about consciously choosing how we spend our time online and making sure it serves us, not the other way around. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you create a digital detox plan that actually sticks. 1. Start small. Don't go cold turkey on everything at once. That's a recipe for disaster and serious withdrawal symptoms. Start by identifying one or two areas where you spend the most time online. Maybe it's social media scrolling, endless email checking, or binge-watching shows, and set realistic limits. 2. Create tech-free zones. Designate specific times and places where technology is off-limits. This could be during meals, an hour before bed, or even your entire weekend morning. It's amazing how much more present you feel when you're not constantly checking your phone. 3. Embrace boredom. This one might sound a little counterintuitive, but trust me on this. Boredom is actually a catalyst for creativity and self-reflection. Instead of reaching for your phone the moment things get quiet, try engaging in activities that don't involve screens. Reading a book, going for a walk, having a conversation with a loved one, or even just letting your mind wander. 4. Turn off notifications. Those constant pings and buzzes are designed to keep you hooked. Silence those notifications for everything except the truly essential apps. You'll be surprised how much calmer and more focused you feel without that constant stream of digital interruptions. 5. Schedule time for unplugged activities. Make a conscious effort to schedule time in your week for activities that don't involve screens. This could be anything from joining a hiking group, taking a pottery class, or simply spending quality time with friends and family. Think about it. Have you ever walked away from a conversation feeling totally drained because you were constantly checking your phone? Ever felt like you missed out on important moments because you were too busy scrolling through social media? Yeah, we've all been there. Remember that time last year when you decided to go camping with your friends? You put your phone in airplane mode, built a fire, roasted marshmallows, and actually talked to people face to face. You remember how relaxed you felt, how much fun you had, and how refreshed you came back feeling. That's the power of a digital detox. It's not about living off the grid or becoming a Luddite. It's about finding a healthy balance that allows you to fully experience life both online and offline. Remember, technology is a tool, but it shouldn't be controlling your life. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get started on creating those digital detox plans. I challenge you this week, pick one or two of these tips and put them into action. See how it feels. Pay attention to the difference it makes in your energy levels, focus, and overall well-being. Share your experiences with me on social media. I want to hear all about it. Don't forget, you can do this. And remember, every small step towards a more mindful digital life is a victory. Until next time, keep those screens at bay and keep that mind of yours sparkling clean.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.